So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So in today's show, welcome to Mindset and Hustle Show. I'll be honest, we've not done a lot of these recently, so we're just going to try and get back into the habit of putting these back in place. And actually, habits is the thing I'm going to talk to you about today, because we have got a new habit lined up on our morning routine. This is the kind of thing that gets us up out of bed. It sets our day, sets our mind for the day, and it gets us up and hustling and ready to go and ready to just kick some ass, basically. Let me see. We've got a comment already. Just see who that is. Hey, up. Morning, Anna. Hope you're well today. So, morning routines. Let's just talk about that for a second. So, like, I've been trying to get into a routine now with COVID and lockdown and all that kind of stuff. And we're not actually locked down here. I've been to the basketball court this morning, which is really cool. But I've been trying to get into some sort of routine and I've really, really struggled. And one of the biggest changes I made was actually putting a deadline on when it's time to go to bed. And so this is the way in which I make sure the next morning I'm very efficient. And I'm going to talk about what I do in the morning. But before we get to the morning, we're going to talk to you about what we do before we actually get to bed. Because what time are you going to bed? I'm a late bird. I stay up late. I'm happy going till 12, 1 o'clock. But it wasn't conducive to me getting up early, obviously. You know, you can't burn the candles at both ends, as my parents constantly told me. And when I was younger, I probably could. And now I'm older, I most definitely can't. Okay, so like we get to 10 o'clock and it's like, bang, okay, 10 o'clock, it's bedtime. And we do our, you know, bedtime routine, letting the dogs out, closing up, turning the fire off, all that stuff, right? And so we get into the habit of going to bed at 10 or going through the routine of going up, because it takes, you know, you don't decide to go to bed at 10 and then suddenly you're in bed at 10:01. That's not how that stuff works. You go to bed and it takes you a while. You got to brush your teeth and then you hop into bed and then you read and whatever, right? So so for us, it's like 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. I want to be asleep by 11. Okay, so I like to read. That's one of the things I like to do. And it's either fiction or it's morning, Johnny. Hope you're well today. It's either fiction or it's like business books, that kind of thing. But anything that just calms me down, switches me off after a busy day. And every day right now is beyond busy. My schedule is literally to the minute. So, for example, we finish this in 9.5 minutes. I know that because I'm on a coaching call dead on the hour. And after that, I'm on a group call with our business partners. So everything is tied up. Everything is really, really tight. And the only way I can do that and be really tight and be really efficient during the day is on the previous night, getting to bed on time, getting to sleep on time, and having at least 8 hours. Now, some people survive on 4, 5, 6 hours. I have no idea how you can do that, but some people can. For me, if I don't get 8 hours, I just do not function properly the next day. So the next day, the level of efficiency that you've got the next day comes from what you do the night before. Now, I work out every single day. So when I wake up, and I put a post about this on Facebook, I've got to have my morning coffee. If you know, I don't know who the hell I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what planet I'm on. I don't know my own name. And then I just sip the coffee and suddenly I actually know who on earth I am. Now, we've changed our morning routine a little bit because I was going back 2 or 3 months ago. I just felt a little bit lost, to be honest. So I knew that I needed to lose weight. I knew I needed to get some movement. And so that's what we implemented. I got myself a fitness coach. I now work out twice a day. So I do cardio in the morning. So I have my coffee. My pre-cardio workout is a cup of coffee, cup of Joe, as I call it. And then I hit the treadmill and I've gone from 10 minutes to 26 minutes. And I find 26 minutes fine, nice and easy. Me and Johnny was having a chat about that because I hate the treadmill. But that, honestly, the treadmill, I get on it and I still don't feel like I'm human as such. And then I start walking as it speeds up and it starts running. And 26 minutes in and I finish and suddenly you feel like you are. And look at me, I'm in warrior mode. And I've been in warrior mode for quite some time, last couple of weeks. But I'm ready to smash the day. And I'm so focused on what I need to do. And then I check my calendar and I see what I've got. And, we're very, very busy right now. We're taking on more clients. We've bought more businesses. We've got a multi-million pound property portfolio to manage. We are very busy. Plus, we're working out. If we're not working out, we're cooking. And if we're not cooking, we're eating. So I'm that kind of guy now that's actually meal prepping three meals in advance. I never thought I would be that person, but here we are. My chicken and rice is in the fridge. So the reason I can do that and I can perform at that optimal level is, one, I get my 8 hours of sleep. Two, not only do I have my coffee, but number two is I hit the treadmill. And I was on a group coaching call last week and somebody else said, do you know what? That's a good idea. That's what I'm going to do. But one of the reasons why we do it first thing on the morning is, number one, my brain is half asleep. It doesn't know I'm on the treadmill until like 5 minutes in, and it wakes up and goes, hold on, what's going on? Why are you on a treadmill? Which is really cool, right? So it kind of tricks the brain. Number two is, first thing on the morning, the running is done. It's not like I'm having to wait until 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm dreading it and I know it's coming and I don't want to do it and I have to persuade myself. I literally get up, have my coffee, wave bye-bye to everybody as they go off to school and work. And then I'm in the basement, which is where our like mini gym is. And that's where I do my treadmill. And that really does set me up for the day. It gets the blood circulating, gets me breathing heavy. I watch an old basketball game from 91 or 92, a Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan type thing, just to, you know, because I want to surround myself by excellence. I want to see what he does when Michael's in a shooting slump. What are the things he does to get him back out of that slump, to get him motivated and get him inspired? It's very interesting. I find it interesting. You probably do. So number one, you've got to get your 8 hours sleep. You've got to go to bed on time. Number two, for me, exercise in the morning works really well. And then, you know, if I look at my calendar is on my phone. So my calendar right now, if I go to it, it is literally like to the minute. Like the Mindset and Hustle show today should have been at 12 o'clock, but I can't because of a coaching call at 12, which I had to move half an hour earlier because I had another group call coming. But it is like 11:59, bang, I'm off this call and I'm on to my next call. I'm an hour ahead, so I get confused on the times. But on the hour, I then move on to my next one. I've had to have my lunch early. Then we've got a workout, like a weights workout, because I'm working out twice a day, right? And right now, my workouts are like this idea of, wow, I've done a workout today, which means that it's kind of special in some way. And when something is special in some way, when someone says to you, you know, I've not had a cigarette for 18 days, right? That means they're struggling to do that because it's not normal. The normality is they've had a cigarette every day, but now they've decided to stop. And so you can tell when something becomes normal, because right now I'm looking how many steps I've taken. And today I've taken 10,019 steps. I did basketball this morning, so that's why. But like that, I check it every day because it's exciting, because it's new. And you know when it becomes a habit, it's because I'm not checking it every day because it's no longer new. It's actually formed as a habit and it's not no longer a surprise. This is why people, when they buy Lamborghinis and they go on private jets, they take pictures of everything, right? Because it's not a normal thing. You getting on a bus or going in your car or going to the beach, if that's a normal thing, you don't have to take pictures every single day because you're used to it. It's just normal. What do you mean? Like we've got a swimming pool, right, just down there. And I realize that's weird for people living in the UK. You've got your own swimming pool. Because I used to think you were only really wealthy, and I suppose we are to some extent. But, you know, if you've got your own swimming pool in Leeds, like no one's got their own swimming pool. You've got to be doing something right. But we don't even think about it or talk about it because that's our new normal. That's our normality. And so some of these habits that you've got, when you're creating these new habits, you will talk a lot about them. And I'm going a million miles an hour here because I'm tight on time. But you will talk about these new habits because you're excited by them and the changes that you're seeing in whatever it is that this new habit happens to be. But you can do this by getting your 8 hours, getting your workout in the morning. And honestly, I know how hard that actually is because it was just impossible for me to get on a treadmill. I hate the treadmill. It's the most dullest, boring thing. And people say, well, just run outside. I don't want to run outside. I have to run past infected people. I don't want to run past infected people. I know it's not that bad, but in my little mind it is. So, and by the way, it's just so much easier. I go downstairs. I don't have to go to a gym. It's done and everyone's happy. So look, in terms of your morning routine, I want to know what your morning routine is. Just put it in the box down below and let me know. Because your routines, once you get the habit of getting into this routine and in a month or two or 3 or 4 or 6 months or a year, that's where I'm headed with my workouts in the morning, my workouts in the afternoon. It's got to be something that's completely and utterly normal. Because when I get to that point and I stop being excited by it, because it's no longer unusual, then it becomes a habit. And that's the whole point of having a morning routine. I used to think a morning routine should be, you know, getting up at 5, yoga, meditate, run for 4 hours, educate yourself. And that's crazy. I can't do that. I need my 8 hours sleep. If I get 9 hours sleep, whoa, even better. But I can't do this 5 a.m. Oh, join the 5 a.m. club. No, thanks. I'll get up at 8. Well, 20 to 8. I'll get up at 20 to 8. Perfect. I've had my 8 hours sleep. Everybody's happy. I've had my coffee. I go for my run. I feel good. I'm then ready to hit whatever is on my checklist throughout the day. And it is busy. And it works really, really well. So, look, I'd like to know what you do. What is your morning routine? Because this is a place to share. And if you've got a routine, I'm like, maybe I could implement a bit of that into my routine and vice versa. Like I was on the call yesterday, I think it was, or Monday, and the guy said, yeah, I'm going to start running on the morning. Like, that's the whole point of doing these sessions. Anyway, got to go. 11:59 on a coaching call in 1 minute. Let me know what you guys think, and I will speak to you on Monday in the Funnel Expert Show. Come and speak to me then. All right, speak to you soon. Have a good weekend. Take care, folks.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.